This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Sloan, I'm 14 years old, and I know everything about the NBA. This is Sloan Knows. Today on Sloan Knows, we have a big man with a big personality. To be honest, his personality may be even more powerful than his dunks. So here he is, the three-time defensive player of the year, all the way from the planet Krypton, Dwight Howard. Hi, it's Sloan. I'm back just for a little bit of an update about this Dwight episode. I recorded this episode back in the summer while Dwight was still in NBA free agency. And now we're in November. And Dwight is arguably the most famous man in the Taiwanese basketball league. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. So the other day, I could not sleep, right? And I was up at 4 a.m. and I just decided that I was going to watch a bunch of videos of you, okay? Which I know that that sounds creepy, but it wasn't. I was just warming up, right?
Okay,
and I read that on the Magic, you ate 25 candy bars a day. Please tell me that's not true.
It's true.
Yeah. What type? Like Hershey's?
It didn't matter. I had Snickers, Baby Ruth, Milky Way, man, Payday. Basically, I had, you ever heard of Costco's? I had Costco's in my house for candy and snacks. I had all the candy.
That's like my dream house.
Oh, man, I had a whole pantry full of snacks.
And how did it, like, you won three defensive players of the year eating 25 candy bars a day.
Yeah, help me.
You should tell, like, all the rookies, be like, yeah, if you want to win defensive player of the year. Mikal Bridges, if you're watching this, sorry you got snubbed. 25 candy bars a day, and that's it makes you an excellent defender. Do you think, like, Draymond and stuff also eats 25 candy bars a day? Maybe that's, like, the trick to being a good defender?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Damn, I think since he yells so much.
Maybe
energetic.
That's because he's, like, on, like, a sugar high.
That could be true because a lot of the San Francisco guys, it was a running back or something like that who you see Skittles
Marshawn
a lot.
Lynch. Marshawn Lynch. Want to know something? Lynch. In second grade, I was him for Halloween.
Bam.
Yeah. And I carried around like a big bag of Skittles and I said, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Is that your favorite? Skittles?
Well, I like all candy, but my favorite candy is probably like a Blow Pop is pretty good. But I like Nerds gummies.
Nerds clusters?
Yeah, Nerds clusters.
Oh my God.
That's the way to go.
Yes, I'm a candy connoisseur. So, he helped with all candy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
At Dwight Howard, candy man.
Perfect. You heard that right here. Dwight Howard.
And
you're
no cavities.
You're like Willy Wonka.
Yes, the new Willy Wonka.
You
no
should,
cavities.
Instead of Timothy Chalamet playing Willy Wonka, you should play Willy Wonka. I'm also a casting director now.
Yes.
Okay, so like I said, I am 14 years old and I'm in eighth grade. And I'd say almost everyone in the United States of America knows who Dwight Howard is, right? You're a household name. But I don't think anybody knows anything about you when you were 14 years old. I just want to know everything. So let's start off. When you were 14, did you think you could make it to the NBA?
Yes, that was my dream. I started dreaming at 10 that I was going to be in the NBA. So by 14, I was like, I'm definitely going to make it. I'm not going to tell the world yet that I want to go to the NBA, but I'm going to make it.
And were you a Hawks fan?
I was, actually, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to, like, Hawks games and you just, like, looked at the court and you're like, I'm going to be there one day?
I actually did. We sat all the way up in the nosebleeds. That's, like, so far up. And never got a chance to get close to the floor. So I was like, man, one day I want to be on the floor. And so I didn't really go to the games because I used to just start daydreaming and I never really watched the games. I used to just think like, man, what if that was me? They're calling and I'm dunking the ball.
And yeah, that happened.
It did happen.
I know you like candles and stuff. Do you like manifest? Like, did you manifest, you think?
I did.
You think the reason why you're in the NBA is because you manifested?
Yes, I did. I wrote it down, looked at it every day. I dreamed about it. I told everybody, I'm going to the NBA. I'm going to be the first pick in the draft.
Maybe I should manifest that I'm Jalen Green's wife one day, maybe. I'll think about that, right?
Well, I think, see, that's a little different.
Oh, that's manifest, different manifesting.
Your dad is going to be like,
You should officiate our wedding.
Well, again, your dad.
True. But so, he's going to walk me down the aisle and like, he likes you.
He has to like Jalen.
True. Yeah. We'll convince him.
You want to manifest it, right?
Yeah. But I don't want to be a Rockets fan, though. Maybe we're not matchmakers.
I mean, I'm your dad. That's all I'm going to say. Your dad is not going to be mad at me.
If you officiate, can you wear like a pink suit?
I can. That's my favorite color.
I noticed. Yes, he's wearing pink. So.
Pink?
Yeah, that's my favorite color too.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah, look at us. You know, my whole bed is like a pink rainbow, like
well,
the back.
That's too far.
Oh, yeah, that's not what you're going to do.
I can do it.
We should create like an NBA team, but their jerseys are just pink. Because like no team's color is pink.
That's true.
There's purple.
What would our mascot be? You better not say
Skittle.
Let's try it out. Now introducing your Skittle.
And at center, Dwight Howard. Do you like my announcer voice? I have to go like really deep.
That was pretty good. Thank but you. I think the other team would laugh at us if it was the Skittle.
Okay, but like the Clippers, that's not a great logo either. No offense to Clippers people.
No comment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I may say something problematic, but like what is a Laker?
What is a Laker?
Like what is a Laker? At least people know what a Skittle is.
So they got the Laker from the Great Lakes. So,
I know in Minnesota because, but yes. Come on, but that doesn't have anything to do with LA.
It don't, but kind of because it got LA and Lakers.
Well, but okay.
True. I'm just trying to like figure out why too.
That's true. You know, I'm not at school today. And my teachers was like, why aren't you going to school? And I was like, because I'm going to Dwight Howard's house. And they were like, you can't just miss school to go to Dwight Howard's house. I'm like, well, I'm going to miss school to go to Dwight Howard's house. So yeah.
Teachers.
I'm getting an education here, teachers. Yeah. If you're watching this, I'm learning so much. Like what candy bars to eat.
Right. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Skittles.
Yep.
Pink.
Exactly.
Jerseys. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't go straight to the NBA, what college do you think you would have gone to?
I don't know. I think about that a lot.
Were there any colleges talking to you a lot or you just knew you were just skipping?
It was a lot of colleges. I was getting letters.
Like your mailbox was full?
I had a big bucket full of letters from colleges all around the United States asking me to come to their school. Like, I mean, a big tub. Like, imagine a tub that people lay in full of letters from different schools. So it's like, man, how do I choose a school? I just rather go in the NBA.
Mm.
I think that's a lot better. It's going to be hard to choose a school.
What did you think you were leaning towards? Like, if there was one college that you just were like, you know what, if I really had to, I would go here.
I thought about going to Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's, I don't know about the basketball, but like, you get to be in Hawaii.
That's what I was thinking about, but I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah,
I go all the way to Hawaii for school.
Also, whenever you came to like play other teams, you'd have to travel like so.
Yeah, so
it's like
far.
A 12-hour, well, if you're going in like
it's
New York,
difference.
It's like 12. Yeah, and the time difference. And then.
It wouldn't have been a good idea.
And I feel like, you know, Superman's from like Ohio or something. So like that maybe wouldn't work out then. Because like you couldn't be Superman if you're from Hawaii. Like, oh, no offense to Hawaii as like a state, you know, but I feel like that would be like,
saying.
You know, like, I feel like it's like.
I got you.
You get it. Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Yeah, that was cool. Sorry to the governor of Hawaii. Dwight Howard loves you. It was just a joke. Okay, so when you were 14, did you play like, well, AAU probably wasn't a thing. But
the AAU wasn't a thing?
Well, no.
Oh, you said I'm that
no,
old?
No.
Jesus Christ.
We keep talking about it. I don't know. Okay, was it a thing? Okay, it was a thing. Sorry, it was a thing.
Yeah,
fine.
We had AAU. We had all that stuff. So AAU now is like so, it's crazy. But back then, it was insane. Because it wasn't in social media like that. So people would just come in and it'd be tons of people at the games. Crazy.
So I actually wanted to ask you this. I was curious because, well, obviously you were the number one player in the country. And, you know, there's guys like Mikey Williams and Jalen Green, who was, you know, some of these like number one guys. What do you think, like with Mikey, obviously he's like 5 million followers on Instagram and he's not he is in high school. What do you think about that? Like, do you think if that was around when you were the number one player in the country, that would have affected your decision on maybe skipping college or stuff like that?
Well, I just think that it would have kind of accelerated the whole process of becoming what in the field of basketball they would call a star. Because of social media now, a guy like Mikey Williams is already, he already has a star, following before he goes to the NBA. So he has millions of people around the world who follow him and what he does. So when he goes to a team, now you add in all those fans from that team who love that team.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we got to have this guy for, you know, our team. So I'm happy and I'm glad to see the progress that the world is taking as far as with sports and giving guys opportunities. And I think Mikey's going to make the most of it.
So now that we've talked about who you were when you were 14 and a teenager, I want to now go on to who you are basically now. So let's start off. What was your welcome to the league moment?
Man, good brain this up.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the league moment. It's the infamous dunk of Kobe Bryant. He kind of dunked on me really, really bad. The good thing about it is I didn't see it because my eyes was closed.
Okay, that's, I guess, good.
No, it's probably worse.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
And my eyes closed, but I heard it.
I'm sure. He screamed loud, that.
Like I heard boom, and then I heard the crowd like saying,
wait, was it in L.A.?
No, it was in Orlando.
Yeah. Well, I guess with someone like Kobe, it's like there's fans everywhere.
Yeah, but they just felt bad and happy at the same time.
Yeah.
So I didn't think he was going to dunk the ball. I just ran to put my hands up because I'm like, oh, he's a great shooter.
So how did he jump over you? That's crazy.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Like, yeah. I get how, like, you could, like, poster someone, but how could someone poster you?
Well, see, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
I was imagining that Kobe was going to shoot a jump shot, so I tried to be the eager beat and come up and put my hands up. Like, ah, coach, look, I'm doing the right play defensively. The next thing I know, I closed my eyes and he flew over me. And then,
yeah, that's for sure welcome to the league. Did he say welcome?
No, one of your teammates did. So welcome to the league, young fella. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who said that? Because it was my head was still spinning.
Oh,
you dunked it? No, I'm just kidding.
You thought you were like in, you thought you were like in heaven or something? You like
no, it was just spinning because he dunked it so hard.
Oh.
But I was just kidding. It was like, welcome to the league, young fella. And then my best friend, he got me a cake with Kobe dunking on me just to kind of mess with me. So me and Kobe have always been connected, I guess.
Yeah. So now, I guess maybe this may be the answer to your question, but who is your least favorite player to play against? But more in a way of like, who do you think is the hardest to guard, but maybe it's not as obvious as Kobe. Someone, you know?
Well, being a competitor, I like playing against everyone. It was kind of like a video game. If I could beat this person, I could move on to the next person and the next person. So that's how I kind of looked at it. And the people that I was playing against in my mind were the people that were in the, what we call the rafters. So the guys that have their jerseys retired and stuff like that. Those are like the players that I felt like I was playing against. So in the game, I know that I won't ever play against Wilt Chamberlain, but in my mind, I can imagine the person that I'm playing against is Wilt Chamberlain. So that's how I, you know, approach the game.
It's funny that you bring that up because yesterday I was watching this TikTok video where someone made this like video, it was like a cartoon of Giannis 1v1ing, I don't know how what the plural of 1v1 is, but I'm just going to say 1v1ing.
That was good.
See, again, grammar lesson. Look at this. He was 1v1ing. Maybe we should like call it the dictionary and add it. 1v1ing.
We should make that up. Yeah. We should pay it.
It's an adverb probably. Anyway, it was of Wilt 1v1ing Giannis. And if you were to 1v1ing Wilt, obviously, like, what do you think the differences would be considering you've played sort of in the modern NBA and he played in the past?
See, I think it'd be a great matchup. He's really, really strong, but he was taller than me and he's fast too. So we're both fast. You know what I'm saying? It would become a mental game, which would be the best type of game. So it'd be a lot of fun.
So, Dwight, Stephen A. Smith is known for his hot takes, but have you ever seen a take hotter than Kelly Oubre Jr.? I don't think so. But today, the two of us are going to unpack that. We're going to be hotter than Kelly Oubre Jr. Did you know that was possible?
Kelly Oubre Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, you like him?
I do like him, yeah.
Okay, well, you can like him. He's a great guy. Good basketball player.
His shooting on the Warriors was questionable. That made me almost not like him, if I'm being honest. He didn't make a three for the first, like, month of the season. If you're on the greatest shooting team ever, this is ruining it. Sorry, Kelly, I love you. It's fine. Anyway, let's go into this. So I'm just going to ask you questions and you just got to answer, but it has to be fast. Come on.
Okay.
It has to be fast. And you said you're a fast player. So.
Yes.
Do you think I could beat you in a race? I'm pretty fast. I play soccer.
Maybe on 2K.
Oh, I think in real life.
In real life.
We don't have to get into that now.
I beat you backwards.
Well, you do have much longer strides.
I beat you backwards. I'm going to go backwards. You run forward.
Fine. We'll do this after on the street. Okay. Well, you can't say yourself, but which NBA player do you think is the best dressed currently?
Oh, just got to be quick.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
He is. He dressed good.
Yeah, he was at the Met Gala. Do you like his outfit?
Yeah, his outfit was fire.
I actually agree. If you were at the Met Gala, what would you wear?
I would wear a pink suit.
Even if it didn't have to go with the theme?
Oh, I didn't know they had themes. I thought you just...
That's the whole point. But it was gilded glamour, but no one listened. Everyone wore like other things.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I'm teaching you too.
I thought Met Gala was a song.
Oh, God. Okay, you have so much to learn. Okay, who in the NBA has the best shoe game?
Best shoe game has to go to... Oh, LeBron James. He got every shoe at Nike.
Well, because it's his own.
Yeah, I'm going to go with LeBron.
Now, I actually think... I can't even ask you this because it's probably you, but who's the funniest NBA player?
Funniest NBA player is Rick James. He played for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Number 39.
I know. Yeah.
Dwight Howard.
Superman is also pretty funny.
Superman's kind of like the serious. He turns into Clark Dwight. That seems pretty funny.
No, it would be Clark Howard because why would it be a double first name?
Because it sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
Clark Dwight doesn't sound better?
No. Clark Howard. It's fine.
But that's somebody's name already. That's cheating.
Clark Dwight, why would anyone name their kid that?
People do that all the time.
No, they don't.
A lot of people have two first names.
Yeah, but not Clark. It doesn't go together.
I have two first names.
Well, okay, true.
See, gotcha.
But
my name is Dwight Howard.
I know your name is Dwight Howard, yes.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I do. I said that multiple times. And I was like, remember when I was like, everyone knows your name is Dwight Howard. And then.
No, they don't.
No, I think they do. Which NBA player do you think would be the best soccer player?
I'm going to go with Joel Embiid.
Because he saw his juggling pregame?
Well, no, he just run everybody over, get to the goalie.
He'd be a good goalie, I think.
No, he can move his feet. I'll be a good goalie.
Sure, but will you just go like that? And like catch the ball, you wouldn't have to move.
Guess who's another goalie? Howard. Tim Howard.
He's also a goalie, yeah. Wait, he sort of has two first names too.
See, I told you.
Maybe talented people
everybody
have two
with
first
two.
Names. But Curry wouldn't be a first name.
Yes, it would. Curry, Rice.
Okay. Wow, we really have a feud here. Okay. Which NBA teammate do you think is the best singer? And I know you are a Masked Singer, so it can't
be. The best singer? Oh, I had a teammate. His name is Troy Daniels. Okay. He could sing really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know Victor Oladipo's a really good singer?
Yeah, he was on Masked Singer too. And they thought that was me in the outfit. They thought I was the costume itself.
Okay, which NBA player could run for president?
Me. Oh my God.
Can I be your vice president?
A great president.
Wait, no.
I'd be a great
president. I'm going to be the president. And then you can be my secretary of basketball.
You would have to be the vice president first.
And then?
Yes, when I'm finished, then I could just hand it to you. We'll do it different.
Okay.
So it'll be like, instead of somebody voting after this, the president.
So we'll just end America's democracy, basically.
And we start over.
Oh, okay.
Just think about it.
Should we rewrite the Declaration of Independence?
Have to.
Okay.
We have to redo everything.
And it will be just Skittles land.
Not Skittles land because we don't want to eat too much sugar.
Oh. But America already has an obesity problem, so clearly
it's not. We have to change that.
We have to.
So that's why me and you would be in office. Yes. It's kind of like yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You are so good at this. Want to know what's so perfect? Guess what the next segment is called? Mugsy or Minute. And we have the picture here.
That's me and you.
Yeah.
Real tall and real short.
Yeah.
18 and 8.
I'm still growing.
You probably got about 2 more inches.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
5'8". Your dad's pretty tall.
That's the best compliment he's ever gotten. Okay. You are Dwight Howard. Many people would call you Superman, and you're probably one of the best dunkers ever, right? We could just say, let's just say that.
The most dunks in NBA history.
I have the least dunks in NBA history.
Yeah, you probably will have that title forever.
Oh, God, you're out here insulting children. This is really...
I wasn't.
No, that was an insult to a literal child. But if every single current NBA player was in the dunk contest right now, who would your two finalists be? Oh, and it can't be you.
It's crazy that we're talking about this because the person I would pick, I hate to say it, is Jalen Green.
Oh, wait, why though? Okay, like no disrespect.
Because I said before he was in a dunk contest that he was going to win a dunk contest.
No offense, Jalen, but he did that.
He only did bad because he was a little nervous.
Okay, true. Sorry, babe. Didn't mean to offend you there. But
you cannot call him babe.
Yeah, I can. Why can't I?
I'm going to give you two reasons. Okay. I'm older than you. You have to respect your elders.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And two, your dad would not like that.
Oh, but you have to give two.
Gary Payton Jr.
The second, but I understand what you were
saying. It's the same thing.
It's not. Gary Payton, like the glove, and then his son, who just broke his elbow because Dylan Brooks is really annoying, is Gary Payton the second. Like, he's not junior. Yeah,
but he's not the second one?
Well, he is the second one, but like on his jersey, he's like the two eyes. He does, or not eyes, the two Roman numerals.
I'm Dwight Howard the second, but they say Dwight Howard Jr. too.
Okay, well, I personally, I didn't know you didn't ask, but I'm just going to tell you. Mm-hmm. I would probably have Ja or Miles Bridges. Do you know who Ja is? Do you know who Miles Bridges is?
We talked about him earlier.
You know who Miles Bridges is, though?
Yeah, we talked about him.
No, we didn't.
We did. Miles Bridges? Brought him up. Probably the defensive player of the year.
No, I said Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, they're the same person.
They're not the same person. Yeah, one's in the Eastern Conference, one's in the Western Conference.
Okay. About the same Bridges, they got the last name.
Okay, well, so you're not the same person as Tim Howard?
I am.
Oh, wow.
I just turned into a goalie for the USA soccer team when I have.
And so you're bald?
Yeah, see?
Okay, so now we're going to go into Muggsy or Manute. And basically, it's a this or that situation. I just want you to answer. Last time, we did a very bad job going fast.
I did.
You did.
Yeah. Crap.
So let's just go. MJ or Kobe?
Kobe.
Lakers or Sixers?
That's a trick
Sixers.
Question.
Yeah, it's a six. It's a trick question. Okay, Hawks or Falcons? Because you're from Atlanta.
Ooh, Falcons.
Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Yeah, Powerade's gross. Powerade's no, bad. I agree.
No offense, Powerade. Yeah, you want me to drink your drinks?
We've offended so many people in this interview.
I wasn't trying to.
Like, we've had to say no offense so many times. Yeah.
It's not personal.
Okay, Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Oh, so yeah, because
I don't know how to use TikTok.
Yeah, I looked up your TikTok. First off, your name isn't even your name. It's like your number. And then also, you have three videos, and they're all like from like really, yeah, I was mad at you. Now, sweet or salty?
Sweet. But
sweet, obviously. Sorry, that was dumb. Yeah. Zion or Ja?
Who's Ja?
Are you kidding?
Oh, so Ja Morant.
Oh, God. This is so embarrassing. I can't even. Oh, God. I'm a 14-year-old middle schooler, and Ja is Ja, and you're in the NBA, and you've been for like 18 years.
Ja Morant.
You have been in the NBA since I was just like a little thing in my mom's stomach. I know. I wasn't born. And also, Ja's Ja.
Ja Morant? I thought you were talking about something else.
They're in the same draft class. It was like first pick, second pick. Like, it, you know.
I thought that was like a nickname for Jalen. You call him Ja.
Oh. No, I call him Babe. Okay. Steph or Magic?
Magic like Walla or Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson. Oh, Magic Johnson, Dwight.
I
Magic
Steph, Johnson. Duh.
Okay.
I love
also,
Steph.
Again, why would I say Steph Curry and then like the idea of pulling a bunny out of a hat?
Chris said Steph or Magic. Like, would I want to go see Steph play or go to a Magic show?
Oh, God. Okay.
Trying to figure out.
Steph is a Magic show.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I read in an article from 2012. That in 2012, your favorite singers were Trey Songz and Big Sean. So which one do you like better?
Trey Songz.
Is it embarrassing? I don't know who that is.
Trey Songz?
Yeah.
Like, you really
sing. I seriously don't know who it is. Okay, we'll learn. We'll learn. New York or L.A.?
L.A. New York.
Me too.
Cold.
Yeah. Okay, Ronaldo or Messi?
I don't want to be Messi, so.
Uh-huh. Such a comedian. Now, I've been instructed not to ask this, so I won't. But now, okay, Doris Burke or me?
It's Doris Burke. Yeah. Is that the lady that be on TV?
Yes, that's the lady. Yes, that's the lady who's interviewed you for 18 years.
She does 2K too?
Yes, the blonde woman with the glasses. Sorry, Doris. Guess someone's not paying attention.
Hey, Doris, my bad.
But anyway, okay. Dwight, I had so much fun on this interview. And though we've created some, I guess, feuds, you could call it, throughout this interview, I've also learned a lot. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, but also make fun of children, which is also so kind of you.
Who did I make fun of?
Me. You said I was never going to dunk, ever.
You're not ever going
why?
To dunk.
Why? How do you know?
And be a dunker in the NBA.
I am.
I believe in you that you can dunk in 2K.
Yeah.
But in the NBA?
Well, we'll have to see.
Thanks for listening to Sloan Knows, and a big thank you to Dwight Howard. Make sure to check out my Instagram and TikTok at Sloan Knows. Sloan is with an E, by the way. I talk about the NBA every day, and you can see content of Dwight reacting to Kobe dunking on his head. Yes, somehow Kobe jumped over Dwight Howard. So make sure to go follow them.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.